Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Niche Journalist Marketing Training Radio for this segment, the Marketing Mastery Insider, where we focus on helping you master your inner marketing game so that your inner solutions will help you to create the external results that you desire through your marketing. And it's time to get in our inner game of marketing, so we are going to let the inner games begin in this segment. And I am your cross-niche marketing facilitator, Alicia Nicole Waters, serving as your cross-niche marketing journalist and cross-industries authority from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com. And joining me in this segment is online marketing mentor Mike Martinez from www.mike-martinez.com. And today we are going to be collaborating on reconnect with your inner marketing expert. And I want to say off the top that this is a very important topic. And the reason why it's so important is because often marketers, or as marketers, this includes me and Mike too, we sometimes can get very focused on what the latest and greatest marketing techniques are out there, right? And sometimes we all try things on for size to see if they'll work for us. And even though at times we've all found ourselves trying these new things out only to find out that they don't work for us, and then we end up getting frustrated, okay? But sometimes we'll even still continue because we don't know any other way. But in this segment, we are here to make sure that you, the listener, and even ourselves don't become creatures of habit as it relates to our marketing. So today, what I'm really hoping to do is be able to shed some light and shed the awareness that you can take your marketing to the next level, okay, and save yourself a lot of heartache and misalignments in your marketing through reconnecting to your inner marketing expert so that you can get the guidance. And the reason that I say reconnect is because at some level you've been connected to your passions and also to your inner marketing know-how factor that I normally talk about, but it's time to take it to the next level, and it's time for you to reconnect, but this time from a higher vantage point in order to achieve accelerated results in the present. And if any of you who have been tuning in to the Cross-Niche Journalist Marketing Training Radio, if you tune into the segment Transforming Your Marketing Matrix Now, where I teach about transformational marketing with direct correlations to the Transformer series, primarily the G1 series, I talk a lot about discovering your marketing know-how factor. And I often use a quote by the G1 Megatron that says, power flows to the one who knows how, and desire alone is not enough. See, you can have great hopes for your marketing and you can desire to succeed, but the only way that you are going to discover your marketing know-how factor is by reconnecting to your inner marketing expert, okay? Because that is where your source of power for your higher results can be achieved. And I am not going to delay any longer with getting into this segment. I am going to welcome Mike Martinez into the conversation so we can take it to the next level. And I'm going to get our background music going on. Welcome, Mike.
Happy to be here. Always a pleasure to to share the stage with you and throw ideas around, and you know how what happens when you and I connect. So I'm happy to be here.
I am well aware, and I am always, always glad to be sharing this time and space with you, as, again, we are always championing ourselves and also our listeners to take their marketing to the next level. But, of course, we deal with the inside factor first. So, listeners, if you are new to this segment, this is a segment where we don't hold anything back, because we are here to really get to the inner solutions. And today we are talking about reconnecting, because it's time to reconnect to that marketing genius that we know is in each and every one of us. So, Mike, let's do this.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think a lot of the you use an interesting word, first of all, reconnecting. And I think that process of reconnecting is really an internal thing where you are feeling out what feels good to you, what, you know, and, and I think, you know, everybody has this ultimate intelligence that we know we can be guided, right, by just the feelings that we're getting inside our body. And we know when something is good for us, and we know when something is not good for us. So we need to kind of reconnect, like you say, with that feeling to just say, you know, is this something that, you know, that is giving me good feelings, and do I see something that I can continue with this? And that's the starting point, just that awareness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That awareness of knowing that you do have the answers inside of you for what it is that's going to be unique to you. And again, going back to the know-how, the only way you're going to get to your know-how so that the power can flow to you in order to be able to produce the results is you got to go in. So here's kind of a formula, if I had to give one. I would say today is all about reconnection plus realignment will equal rapid results, or real rapid results. Because once you tap inside, you're going to know exactly what it is that you need to be executing on, the strategies, you know, the different concepts, what it is you need to let go of. When that alignment is there, you are plugged into the source of who you are. And when you're plugged into the source, you know, of who you are, which contains, obviously, the source of which you spring from, that's where all the answers are, you know. Power flows to the one who knows what, how. Desire alone is not enough.
That's right. And you know, with that said, I always like to point out, because sometimes we could get lost with that message, that, you know, internally we have all the answers. We do. Internally we have all the answers, but it is always easier and significant for us to go out and find the right mentors, find the right information that can take us to the next level. Just one little move to the next level can open the floodgates, right? So who do you need to bring into your life? And that, again, is an awareness. You go inside yourself and you find out, is this person, what they're teaching, the right thing for me? Is, you know, and, and as you go and find the right mentors and start implementing what you're learning from them, then you that awareness expands, right? Am I doing the right thing? Is this person teaching the right thing? And mentorship is very, very important, because it cuts the learning curve.
It absolutely does. And being connected to your inner marketing expert is going to be able to show you externally who it is that you need to be connected to. It's not a thing of a cliche in terms of, you know, we all have the power and we all have the answers within us. But what it is that when you do tap into that internal factor within you, then what happens is what is magnified on the outside allows you to be able to know that, okay, I'm connected to the resources and the people, you know, that I need to be connected to, because your internal guidance is going to rightly align you, just like energy and vibration. You know, Mike, you know, law of attraction. Your internal energy is going to line you up with what, who and what it is that you need to be doing. But if you're not spending time actually mastering that part of you, then don't expect anything on the external to be able to produce the results that you desire. Because what happens is if you don't connect inwardly or you don't start to reconnect from a different vantage point, then you're going to keep spinning your wheels. You're going to keep trying this and trying that and think you're putting your efforts forward. But see, you have no guidance, no basis for what it is that you're doing, because you haven't checked in. You check in, everything on the outside, the right people are going to show up, just like even this platform, the message, the things that Mike and I discussed. The reason why you're present listening to it, because somewhere you've already aligned so that this information can come for transformation, because that's another thing we do here on this show. It's not just about information and revelation. It's about transformation, because you cannot get to the next level in anything you do unless you have a renewance and a reconnect. Can
right.
I hear an amen, Mike?
Absolutely. Amen on that one. You know, and as we always say, alignment is the key. Because
mm-hmm.
here's the thing. If your thinking is thinking in a specific direction, I want this to accomplish, I want to accomplish this specific
mm-hmm.
goal. But the words that you're talking to your friends and your family and people out there and your business associates or even in your own mental dialogue, if the words, and there's a distinction between thoughts and the words that you're putting out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
If that is not in alignment with your thoughts, then you're misaligned. Right, and you got that
right.
flat tire that we talk about. You don't have the four tires moving and filled with air, you're going to have a bumpy ride. Are you going to get there? Yeah, you probably will get
yeah.
there, but you'll get there late, and you'll get there
exactly.
pretty rough, right? So
mm-hmm.
you want to have that alignment so with the thoughts and the words, but you also want to align with the actions that you're taking. So
absolutely.
Those three simple things will start moving you in a specific direction. If you create that alignment, my thoughts
mm-hmm.
are aligned with my words are aligned
mm-hmm.
with my actions, now you're starting to move in a specific direction, right?
Absolutely.
And like you said, the people, the circumstances, the situations will start coming to you. They start, it's
mm-hmm.
the law of attraction in action, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it
Absolutely.
Starts unfolding. As you take a step, and maybe the step you take is not the right step, but the right step will open up at some point. So that's
exactly.
that's a very important thing.
Oh, no, that's absolutely important. I'm so glad that you brought that awareness up, because, you know, sometimes people get paralyzed because they're thinking, well, I don't want to make the wrong move. But sometimes you have to step out and you have to try. You can always course correct, right? You can always
mm-hmm.
course correct whatever it is that you're doing, and you don't have to even view when you sort of miss the mark, so to speak, like you've made a mistake. Everything is about learning. But that's, again, why it goes back to reconnection plus realignment will get you real rapid results. And even if the first real rapid result is in the awareness for the next step, you know, sometimes we're looking for the big outcome, but sometimes you need the awareness of knowing what it is that you need to do next to implement. But you
mm-hmm.
reconnect and realign. That right there is the key to really up-leveling and catapulting yourself with quantum advancement or acceleration.
Yeah, and you know what? Reconnecting is a refreshing stage. It's a stage
mm-hmm.
where you get to go back to white belt, right? I'm a martial artist, and you'd be surprised that as you become a brown belt, right? Most schools, brown
mm-hmm.
belts is right before black. But you really lose that fire that you had as a white
mm-hmm.
belt. As a white belt, you're anxious to get to the school.
Mm-hmm.
You're anxious to put on your uniform and work out. As
mm-hmm.
a brown belt, you've done that several thousand times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're
mm-hmm.
not as anxious anymore. And then all of a sudden, you get your black belt, and now it kind of re-stirs everything up again, because now
yeah.
you're at a whole new level, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what you need to do. You kind of constantly refresh yourself, constantly realign,
mm-hmm.
constantly look at, am I in the right path here? Am I congruent?
Mm-hmm.
Am I aligned properly? And those little analysis that you do on your own personal time, that's what
mm-hmm.
that's what fires you up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll see
mm-hmm.
the gaps.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, I definitely agree. I like how you broke that down in the stages as it relates, you know, to the different levels of martial arts. And I think that is, you know, so important because marketing mastery is an art, you know, an art.
Absolutely.
And a science. And it definitely deals with, you know, the science of the mind for sure. And then, you know, the external factors that, you know, that present themselves that business owners have to be able to, you know, step to the plate and master those. But I love how you did that because you broke it down in segments, and it also allows the listeners to understand or get the awareness that at every level there's a different reconnecting point. There's a different reconnect vantage point. You know, so yes, we're being refreshed and we're being, you know, renewed, but also in the reconnection, you're plugging into a higher level of the power, you know, within you that's going to only produce the external results. So that's why it's not good to get caught in routine. So I like how you made the distinguish, you know, the distinguishment about not just, okay, we've done this so many times, we go to this level, we're so used to that, but hitting that reconnect, like you said, is a refresher, but not only is it a refresher, but it's a recalibrator for putting you, relaunching
right.
you, speak, you know, into a whole another level. And that's what it's about. It's about going to the next level. It's not about just continuing to do the same of what you've been doing, even if what you're doing is good. You want to shift from good to great. And I know Mike, with him being, you know, martial arts master him, you know, himself, I've heard him, you know, share in different segments that we've done in the past about even as it relates to being in competition, he's there to compete with the next level of his best self and not anybody outside of him. And so I think
very
that's
good.
A very important.
You caught that,
you know, that. Oh, yeah, Mike, yeah, I've been listening to you, you know, and that was a couple of years ago, you know, but I remember.
That's right. You caught
that.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
Yes. Right. Mastering my inner game with that. Appreciate it.
that's
really important for, you know, the listeners to understand that. Is that to stop looking outside of you in terms of who's doing this and they're being successful.
Yeah.
Of course, certainly you can learn from what it is that they're being successful and see if you are able to, you know, apply that to what it is that you do, obviously within your own authenticity. But the thing about it is that you want to continue to stay focused on your present level and then your next level. Show up to be better than you were 5 minutes ago.
That's
know,
right. I say I'm not in competition with anybody. I'm in competition with yesterday. That's my
yesterday. I love that.
Yeah, that's my personal saying. The bottom line is this: when you know, and it's about not creating limitations for yourself. So
there you go.
Alicia Waters is good. Mike Martinez is good. But you know what? You don't need to compete against either one of us because you can be 10 times better. So
absolutely.
The bottom line is, yeah, the bottom line is I'm nobody, right? I just got a little information, and I'm willing to share it, and I'm willing to help other people. But
don't
you
buy
can
that,
take
listeners.
That information.
Don't buy that. He is somebody.
Yeah.
Don't buy that.
No.
He's trying to play his little humble role. That's fine. I'll be the
right,
one
right.
to say that he definitely is
yes.
somebody. I will not allow him to downplay himself. He definitely is somebody. I get where he's going. What he's saying is that, you know, we all are starting the same basis of being human and have potential, you know. And some
yes,
of us
yes.
exercise our potential, you know, in a whole nother way. And what it is that we all have the ability to really take it to the next level and be the absolute best. And one of the things I really love about what Mike shares in his message and what sort of overflows from his passion is that he's always challenging people to see their situation, but always see it for their good. And so anytime
right.
you think a problem is presented for you, it's not a problem. It is pregnated with possibilities, and it's up to you to birth that part of your awareness and of your next level of self and then launch it, you know, into the world. But again, if you don't do the inner work and you don't reconnect to the truest part of you, which is going back to marketing, you have an inner marketing expert, and that inner marketing expert is going to give you the guidance, not just from a strategy perspective. It's going to give you the guidance of who you need to be listening to, what you need to be doing, who you need to mastermind with, what you need to launch next. But, you know, you can't get caught in the blame game of, well, I listened to this person and they told me this. But see, if you checked in first, your inner compass will direct you to who actually is going to be communicating that which maybe you can't articulate right now. But it's still
absolutely
your message.
Yeah, I love the way you put that. That was good.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
That was good. You know, the idea is to keep the mind open. The second that they say the number one way you can tell an ignorant person is a person that thinks they know it all, because you know it all, right? So
yeah,
you want to keep your mind open, and you want to constantly be looking for the right answers within yourself, but also the mentors that can take you to the next level. What is this? This person offers something that is going to be of value to me. Can I grab something out of this person's message and add it to my, you know, my arsenal and see if that'll make me, help me move forward? Because that's the thing. Once the mind is aligned properly, or once we have this alignment, the people and the circumstances and the things are going to be attracted to you. So you have to distinguish, this is something that I need to start, you know, looking in that direction so that I could grab a little bit more out of that. And that's how the law of attraction works. That's how, you know, you start producing results effortlessly. If that alignment is going on, then things are being attracted to you. And if you are aware of what's going and how it can fit with your situation, then you move forward effortlessly.
That's true. That's true. You know, I think that's a perfect segue to throw a plug in for Mike's book, The Law of Attraction Alignment. You all can find that on Amazon. I just wanted to throw that in real quick because it definitely will give you those the awareness that you need in order to be able to take not just your business and your marketing to the next level, but your life to the next level. And that's what's most important, is being able to tie in the personal development and the personal mastery into what it is that you do. Because once you master self on a certain level, you're able to be the avatar of any situation as it relates to your entrepreneurship. So that right there is a resource that I highly recommend. Again, I'll say it again. It's The Law of Attraction Alignment on Amazon. And it's by Michael S. Martinez. Is that correct?
That is correct. I wasn't expecting that plug, but I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, I felt it was needed so they can know where is this flow of knowledge flowing from, you know, him, you know, it's as far as law of attraction and vibrational alignment, and just letting them know, in case some of them don't tune into other segments, that they definitely can get that resource, and it will be absolutely most helpful for helping them to master, you know, their inner game and be able to attract that which is already emerging, you know, from within them. So had to plug that in. But I know we're going to be having to wrap this segment up in just a little bit. But, Mike, I want you to share your contact information and also, you know, any closing words as it relates to what we've discussed today.
Yes, Mike-Martinez is my primary blog. Mike-Martinez.com. That's my primary blog. Go around, check out some of the articles, leave some comments, share them, like them, you know, whatever. And you can also find me on Facebook.com/online marketing mentor. Now, what I would like to say as a closing statement is I like to challenge each and every one of you, and that includes you, Alicia, to go out there and use that alignment, your thoughts, your words, and your actions. Align those three things for the next 90 days and see the magic that's going to unfold, because once you create that alignment, again, things just start coming to you. Things start attracting to you. Now, you don't want to chase success. You want success to be attracted to you, and that's how you do it. You align the thoughts, the words, and the actions, and it happens.
Absolutely. That was wonderful, and I'm definitely game for that challenge. It's, you know, it's always about continuing to up-level that which you are already doing, and then, you know, that catapults you into, a whole other arena of infinite possibilities. So I thank you for that challenge, and I also thank you always for the knowledge, the wisdom that you share, and it just really spills out of your overflow, and that is, you know, absolutely what I really love about your essence as a person and as an entrepreneur, because you really help so many people on so many different levels. And as it relates to mastering the marketing inner game, Mike Martinez, trust me, he can do it. And he's demonstrated. He's going to get you aligned, and he didn't hold anything back, for sure. And that's the goal, in these segments, is not to be able to hold anything back. And so I'm always so grateful for everything that you shared.
I appreciate the invitation, and I love collaborating with you.
Thank you so much. I love collaborating with you, because we always have such a phenomenal time, and I believe that we add so much value to not just the listeners, but we also enhance ourselves through the conversations as well. So thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
And listeners, I always want to say, as I thank you for tuning in, that marketing is an inside job, and you have to make sure that you're mastering your inner marketing game. And today we have talked about being able to reconnect with your inner marketing expert so that you can take it to the next level, because that's what it's going to take. So use the formula: reconnection and realignment will equal your real rapid results. And also, be sure to connect with us in our membership Facebook group, Get In Your Game of Life and Business, so that you can take your marketing, your business, and personal development to the next level. And I am Alicia Nicole Waters from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com, and we will see you next time on the Marketing Mastery Insider. So get your marketing game on, and God bless.